From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least one person has been killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. At least 25 people have been wounded. Dozens of staff and students were believed trapped inside the university complex. The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. The student said he first heard an explosion, then gunfire. He says two bullets hit the floor of his classroom and that the students escaped by climbing out a window. Italian authorities say at least 159 people died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. The hardest-hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Acumori. Rescuers are continuing a search through the night for victims buried in debris. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of the 6.8 magnitude quake were felt in the Thai capital Bangkok and Kolkata in India. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around the town of Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reported rebels had captured one IS-held village. A senior U.S. official says the American military is providing Turkish forces with air cover, intelligence, and advisors. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen lives in the U.S., and Turkey is demanding his immediate extradition, accusing him of organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
We are cooperating with Turkish authorities. Our legal experts are working right now with their Turkish counterparts on the production of and the evaluation of material and evidence that needs to be supplied to an American court to meet the requirements under our law.
Joe Biden. A U.S. defense official said Wednesday four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional encounter. The incident occurred Tuesday in the Strait of Hormuz. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must still be approved in a referendum and signed before it comes into effect. A United Nations investigation has found that President Bashar al-Assad's forces carried out at least two chemical attacks in Syria and that Islamic State jihadists have used mustard gas. The international investigation team was mandated by the UN Security Council a year ago to identify those responsible for chemical attacks during the civil war in Syria in 2014 and 2015. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has praised non-governmental organizations working in Nigeria. Kerry met with representatives of anti-corruption NGOs. Anti-corruption groups in Nigeria asked Kerry to help speed the return of billions of dollars looted from the country's treasury by local officials. They believe the looted money is in the United States or several European countries. Kerry told the group that asset recovery is a lengthy, complicated process, but that the U.S. government has lawyers and accountants working on it. Kerry also met with a group of girls studying and working in the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field at the United States Embassy in Abuja. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.